Words of Allah, pure and true, lightening paths we're walking through.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك Ya Nurullah, my dear viewers of Madinah, mashallah, welcome back to another episode of our series, Our Quran. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, we have this for the blessed month of Ramadan, where we learn about the glorious Quran. We explore the Quran. The Quran guides our lives. It transforms our hearts. It enlightens our minds. Today's episode, inshallah ta'ala, in our series, Our Quran, we shall focus on a topic central to Islam, in that it is the very first revelation of the glorious Quran honors this. What is this? This is al-ilm wal-Quran, knowledge and the Quran. But before that, my dear viewers of Madinah, inshallah, alhamdulillah, we hear some of the blessings in reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Stated that the great muhaddis, Sayyidina Sufyan, rahmallahu ta'ala, he narrates that he once saw a pious individual, a pious friend of his, who passed away. He saw him in his dream. And he says to him, how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deal with you? What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do with you? That person, he replies, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave me. He asks, what deed led to your forgiveness? That person, he says that whenever I wrote a hadith and the blessed name of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, it appeared, I would always write sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi وَصُحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمْ. I would write this out of love and respect and reverence and devotion. And this devotion became my salvation. Salawat is not merely a phrase. It's a spiritual lifeline. It softens the heart. It removes sins. It attracts mercy. It lifts a person in tranquility. It removes burdens. It brings about peace within an individual's heart. When a believer sends salat upon the noble messenger sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wasallam, angels carry this to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wasallam himself. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants forgiveness for writing salawat once, imagine the reward of regularly sending salawat upon the noble messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam. Salawat is undoubtedly nourishment for the soul. Subhanallah, my dear viewers, let us fill our tongues with the salawat of the noble messenger sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam. The very first revelation of the glorious Quran to Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam was Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Read, Iqra, read. Read in the name of your Lord who created. Khalaq al-insana min ala. He created man from a clinging clot. Iqra wa rabbuka al-akram. Read, and your Lord is the most generous. Alladhi 'allama bil qalam. The one who taught by the pen. He taught man, he taught humans what he did not know. Islam is the only faith whose first command, first instruction was read. From all things, read. Allahu Akbar. This teaches us that thinking is worship, learning is worship, seeking truth is worship, seeking knowledge, of course, is worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not begin with pray salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not begin with give zakat, give charity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not begin with fast once a week, fast 1 month a year, whatever it may be. Not with any rituals, but rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began with knowledge to a sense, read. Because without knowledge, there can be no true worship, no guidance without knowledge. No worship, no guidance. How can we attain spiritual growth? Not without knowledge. A nation that reads rises. A nation that ignores knowledge implodes, it collapses. A believer who learns becomes a true believer indeed. A believer who leads. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he says, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ مُعَلِّمًا, that I was sent only as a teacher. I was sent only, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ, I was sent what? As a teacher. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he taught the companions. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, along with this, he purified their hearts. He enlightened the souls of the beloved companions and, of course, those coming after. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he taught them compassion. Yes, those who were really harsh, who were able to bring themselves to bury their own daughters. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught them compassion. Those who were oppressed, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught and brought them dignity. Those who were possibly arrogant, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught them humility. Those who had nothing, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave them purpose. Allahu Akbar. His classroom, imagine the classroom of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. His classroom is life itself. Homes, markets, journeys, battles. This was, or these all, were the classrooms of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. His mannerism, his etiquettes, his morals. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is that teacher who gave hope to orphans. He raised them. He empowered women. He freed and encouraged the freedom of slaves. He uplifted the poor. He brought civilization to humankind. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he corrected character. Of course, he brought the revelation. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, no doubt he was the teacher of the greatest generation in all of history. Imagine that, the greatest generation in all of human history. Every Muslim today is a beneficiary of the blessed teaching, the blessed morals, the blessed manners, the blessed etiquettes, the noble character of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Al-ilm wal-Qur'an. Ilm within the glorious Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the fadila, the virtue, the blessing, the greatness of ilm in many places. Another verse of the glorious Quran, it is stated, قُلْ هَلْ يَسَّوِ الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, are those individuals who know, those who have knowledge, And those individuals who do not have knowledge, who do not know, are they equal? Are they the same? No, of course not. That's the point. In the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the scholar is not equal. The alim is not equal to the jahil. He's not equal to the ignorant. Understanding itself is not equal to confusion. Just as light is not equal to darkness. Knowledge is a ladder through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates people. You may find a simple, humble servant, a man of Allah. He is unknown to the world. He is not famous. He does not possess any wealth or much wealth, destitute maybe. Yet his heart is filled with understanding, the ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Then in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person is greater than any king, any ruler, any millionaire, billionaire, whatever that person may be. He has the ma'rifah, the knowledge. Ultimately, of course, knowledge, Islamic knowledge, leading to the ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because knowledge gives depth to faith. It brings about sincerity in a person's worship. It brings about clarity to a person's life. Everything changes when a person possesses knowledge. No confusion. Allahu Akbar. Confusion? Out the door. Yes? Doubt in faith? Out the door. Lack of sincerity in worship? No longer. This is brought about by knowledge. Hal yastawi? Are they equal? No, never. Because those who have knowledge, they possess an attribute from the divine attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states within the glorious Quran, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاء. That it is only the scholars who truly fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's one which is what worship. Worship is from the creation. It's for the creation. It's from the creation. It's for the creation. It is an action of the creation. It is a creation that worships. Yes, that's the ibadah. The ibadullah, the worshippers of Allah. An abid, a worshipper. It's come from ibadah, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is an action of the creation. Whereas knowledge, ya ilm, this is a reflection, this is an attribute of the creator of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. Innama yakhsha Allah. Those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who fear him, ahu al-ulama, they are the scholars. Why? If they are the most knowledgeable, knowledge is such a phenomenal attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why do the scholars fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most? Because if you think about it, the example is given even on the Day of Judgment of the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu wa-salam. Such fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they possess such fear. But this fear is not the fear you may be thinking. This fear is reverence. And why is it that the ulama, they possess fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because the ulama are those who know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, of course, as much as humanly possible. The ulama are those who have ilm, they have the ma'rifah, knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They understand his mercy, they understand his power, they understand his might, they understand his greatness. They understand the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They understand the warnings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They understand Jannah. To a sense, they understand Jahannam, the punishments mentioned within the glorious Quran. And so having learned these, having knowledge of all of these, this brings their hearts into servitude. It makes them bow with humility before the greatness, the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas ignorance leads to arrogance. Ignorance leads to arrogance. Knowledge leads to reverence. A worshipper may spend his entire nights worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, performing many raka'at, but without knowledge, the heart remains asleep. And it is knowledge which truly perfects a person's worship. Without knowledge, a person makes mistakes. Without knowledge, a person may, whilst intending to do good, commit sins. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, the angels had worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala long before Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was even created. The angels worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for years and years, thousands of years. And then there were the jinns. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had gifted Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam with such a precious gift. He had honored him. He had raised him. But with all of the things by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may have raised Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, how is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam to such elevation, such a rank, that the angels were made to prostrate before Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, ta'zeeman, in respect, in honor? Which attribute was it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which gift did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestow upon Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam? وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam the names of all things. Knowledge. It was this knowledge which Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was granted that raised him even above the rank of the angels, that they were all instructed to prostrate before him. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, what tarnished the rank of an individual who was considered to be the teacher of the angels, Shaitan, Iblis? What was it that humiliated him? His false qiyas. وَهُوَ أَوَّلُ مَنْ قَاسِ, the scholars state. He was the first one to perform an analogy, and that was wrong. His analogy was wrong. He considered himself to be greater than Sayyidina Adam. So you can say his lack of knowledge, his jahala, his ignorance, and of course, ignorance leads to what? To arrogance. And it was arrogance which led towards his humiliation, which led towards his eternal destruction. Allahu Akbar. The angels had worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for thousands of years. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had only just created Sayyidina Adam. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised Sayyidina Adam due to what? Not because of his age, of course, not because of how much he would have worshipped, how much could he worship? The angels would always worship Allah Ta'ala. But because of knowledge. Knowledge is what completes and even gives purpose to any sort of worship. It gives clarity to the mind and heart, and it brings a person to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity and in a way which nothing but knowledge can bring about. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states within another verse of the glorious Quran, وَمَا يَعْقِلُهَا إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that non-understand other than the scholars. وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةِ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. And whosoever is granted wisdom has been given an abundance of goodness. The Quran, my dear viewers of Madinah channel, is an ocean of knowledge. It's such an ocean whose depths, its seabed, its bed, a diver can never reach. The Quran contains everything within it, an explanation of everything, whether that's worldly guidance, whether that's spiritual light, even scientific information, moral principles, stories of previous ummas, truths, which of course are eternal. But does that mean that any heart can attain the goodness of the Quran? No, it is those hearts which are filled with humility, sincerity, they can truly taste the sweetness of the glorious Quran. Those seekers of knowledge are able to unlock the secrets within the glorious Quran. The Quran is not read with the eyes alone. Some of the companions would state, I would lose the saddle or the rope to my animal, and I could open the Quran and discover where it is. You see, the Quran is not read with the eyes alone. Of course, for some that is. It is read with the heart. Some can gain such an understanding of the glorious Quran, which is Allahu Akbar, which is a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to them. Subhanallah. Take Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. It is stated within the glorious Quran, وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He taught the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا, whatever, that which you did not know, it has all been taught to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, with the revelation of the Quran, the ghuyub, those things which were unseen, these were also being revealed to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. He was given such knowledge, my dear viewers of Madinah channel, which nobody has ever been given before. The amount of knowledge of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, it is so much that we cannot put bounds or limits on it. And in fact, the scholars state that his knowledge continues to increase. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to bestow more knowledge upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Yet the instruction was still to remain. وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. And say that, رَبِّ, that, oh my Lord, زِدْنِي, increase me in knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed, ordered the believers, everyone, to what? To turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for more knowledge. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of course, is a dua from the Quran. If that was the command, and Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been bestowed with what? The knowledge of all of the past. Yes? The knowledge of the future. The scholars would differ, the Day of Judgment, including the Day of Judgment. What did the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not know? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam was given knowledge of a bird or any bird flapping its wings. The knowledge of any leaf falling from its tree. Meaning, he was given knowledge of everything. Allahu Akbar. Yet, Rabbi, zidni ilma, do dua, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase your knowledge. Dear viewers of Madinah channel, knowledge is something which the more a person learns, To be honest, the scholars will say, the more I learn, and this is actually a famous, there's this very similar saying of Socrates, who says, I know only one thing, and that is that I know nothing. And the scholars, subhanAllah, will state that, you know, the more you learn that you know nothing. Of course, this was the humility of our great scholars. SubhanAllah. Says Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, what was his humility? He says, whatever I know, I shared. This was a tabi'i, amongst the greatest of individuals. SubhanAllah. He says, whatever I knew, I shared. And whatever I did not know, I would ask. Allahu Akbar. If you do not know, then don't be shy, don't be afraid. What is it to be afraid? No, if you are afraid, if you are shy, you will never know. But we are instructed within the glorious Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs us to ask those people of knowledge. If you do not know, then turn to those people who do know, ask them. See, the Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah ta'ala, was one of the great imams, the most senior of the imams of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa and Imam Thabit radiallahu anhu wa rahmatullahu ta'ala. He says, if I did not know, I would ask. And that's why he's known as not just Imam, but Imam al-A'udham, amongst the greatest of all Imams. Sayyidina Ghawsipak Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahu ta'ala, he would state, درست العلم حتى صرت قطبا, that I studied knowledge until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made me a qutb, which is a station, you know, well beyond that of just ordinary wilaya. Allahu Akbar. You know, he was the king of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does he attribute his succession to? He attributes it to knowledge. The rastul ilm. I studied and studied and studied and studied and studied. Hatta sirtu qutba. Until I became a qutb. So knowledge lifts a person in this world, in worldly things. But knowledge too is the instrument, is the ladder, is the elevator which raised Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala to, you could say, spiritual leadership in a sense of the Muslim Ummah. Allahu Akbar. Which gave him kingship among so many of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Their lives teaches, my dear viewers of Muslim inshallah, knowledge is not just gained by intelligence. Do not make this mistake. I am intelligent, I'm clever, I can do it. Easy, I don't need to put the effort in, no. Intelligence alone is not sufficient, it will not suffice you. It is gained through sincerity, it is gained through humility, it is gained through not temporary effort, but long life effort. I leave you some of the new channel. Sadly, we have come towards the close of this episode. But don't worry, inshallah ta'ala, we shall have many more episodes in our series, our Quran. For today, we learned about al-ilm, knowledge, the greatness of knowledge, the importance and significance of knowledge. As Muslims, why we must continue to seek knowledge, inshallah ta'ala, to gain success spiritually, physically, in every way through knowledge, inshallah azza wa jal. Whoever seeks knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall make easy for him to path to Jannah. My dear viewers of Madinah inshallah, let's seek knowledge. Of course, we begin with knowledge of the glorious Quran. Recite the Quran daily if you can, especially during the blessed month of Ramadan. And also, my dear viewers, recite the translation and the tafsir of the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Our Quran, words of Allah, pure and true, lightening paths we are walking through.